Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody. We've got a number of visitors with us this morning. We're very glad to have you. Some are locally here from Las Vegas. We have a family from Chicago. We have people from Missouri. I don't count Mark and Jan. They're honorary members here from back east, South or North Carolina? North Carolina, but they're here so often. They're honorary members here. Like to give a shout out and a welcome to those watching online every week. If they're not able to be here, Barbara is always joining us online. Sherry Bolden, Joyce Croxon, and of course Tracy and Marion. They are watching online this morning. Had a big week. We've had a really big week. Tracy was able to leave the hospital. Is at home now. I'm still recovering. Still needs prayers, but at least he's at home. Any place is better than the hospital. We had two baptisms yesterday. Jeff Craig was baptized, and also Raider. Raider's with us today. Jeff had to work today, but the angels in heaven are singing over that. Have a couple of prayer requests before we get into our lesson. Oh, by the way, I talked with Daryl yesterday on the phone, and he and Sean sends their best. They're looking forward to being here back here within a couple of weeks, and they send their love to everybody. Have a card from Catherine Sales. To God be the glory. Praise God for amazing grace and mercy. Thank the Lord God for allowing me to be in worship service, and please continue to pray for my children and grandchildren. Bless all of our church members that have families, praying for traveling mercy for all. And she prays everything through Jesus, Jesus Christ, amen. Glenda wanted to thank everybody for the prayers for her nephew. We've had a number of prayers for him in public. He was able to speak a sentence, and even saying happy birthday over the phone to her brother on his 90th birthday. So we rejoice for that, and we'll continue to pray for her nephew. Preston and Shannon asked for continued prayers for their grandmother, Miss Lorraine. She is still in the hospital, trying to fully recover from two surgeries. She's had to have two surgeries within the last couple of weeks, and still recovering from that, but we will continue to pray for her. Let's go to God in prayer on behalf of these who have requested it. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come to you thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. We're thankful that we could come together this morning to offer prayers to you, to sing songs of praise, to study your word, to commune with you and with the Lord's Supper. We're thankful that we could come together. We ask that you be with those who could not be here. We ask that you be with those mentioned, Miss Lorraine, with Glenda's nephew. We ask prayers for Catherine's children and grandchildren, and all of our children. Let us as parents be good examples to them, and let our light shine. We hope everything that has been done and will be done today is pleasing and acceptable to you, and bring you the glory and honor that you deserve. We pray everything through your Son, Jesus. Amen. You know, you look around And there's no shortage of things to be stressful over. Things at work. Just the last few weeks, some of the conversations we've all had. Health issues. Somebody that we love, either our family or a dear friend, going through something that bothers us. There's a ripple effect. People that we care about. People that are not only suffering health issues, but loss of loved ones. There's a joy about it when we know where their destination is going to be. It doesn't mitigate the loss. There's still a sense of loss on that person, the sadness of not seeing them again. Sometimes we have calendar problems with the calendar. We don't have money problems. We have calendar problems. The date of the payday is too long and we've run out of money. Money's fine, it's just the date on the calendar was pushed back too far. Health issues ourself. There's no shortage of stress. I would like for us to look today at just some prescriptions, some biblical prescriptions for stress in our lives. One, and that's put there for the first for a reason. Put God first. Instead of focusing inwardly, focus on God. And it means put God first. First is first. It's not secondary. It's not, well, I'll do it if I have time. Or, God, you don't understand how busy I've been. I'm just throwing it out. I don't need a response. I've always wondered what a suitable excuse is for being too busy for God. If it steps on your feet, good. Good. If you're too busy for God, your priorities are in the wrong spot. I do not mean to offend. I'm only going to read God's word. God does not deserve our leftovers. He gave us the best he had. His son. But God, you don't understand how busy I am. You don't know how late we had to stay up for the kids' activity on Saturday night. The kids were just too tired Sunday morning. Or, I've had such a busy week at work. Let's see what God says about some of these things. Matthew 6:33, in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. God knows what we're going through. He knows that we don't get to get groceries at the store for free. He knows that we have to have clothes to wear. I think sometimes he invented clothes for my sake. Nobody wants to see me without clothes on. This seek first. Miss Christopher would be proud of me. I hope she's still alive. I had a rough time in English. I really did. but she works with me. It's an imperative. Seek first. It's an imperative. That's a command. It's not left up to option. It's not left conditionally. It's a command, and it's in present tense. Seek first right now. Right now. Right now. And when tomorrow comes, right now. Seek first His kingdom, and all these other things will fall into place. In Colossians, this was the passage that Michael read earlier. Paul wrote to the Colossians and also to us, if then you were raised with Christ, now, raised with Christ through baptism. We didn't ascend up to heaven with Him yet. If then you were raised with Christ in baptism, meaning that we're Christians, if you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not things on the earth. There's our focus right there. To seek first His kingdom and to seek those things which are above. Spiritual things. Not what we're going to eat. Not what we're going to wear. God will take care of those. Another prescription from the great physician is to pray. Pray. I have found the busier we are, the more we need to pray. And it needs to be regularly. And prayer is not an insurance policy. It's not, well, I'll pray just in case. The attitude, it couldn't hurt. Or as a last resort. I've tried everything else. I guess I'll try prayer. Never that. On a regular basis. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Paul told the Christians in Thessalonica to pray without ceasing. That doesn't necessarily mean to be bowing our heads, closing our eyes, and focusing on prayer as we're driving to work in the car. Although I think I see some, the way people drive these days, I think maybe they might be doing that and pressing on the accelerator the whole time. The attitude, we are a prayer away from God the Father at any moment in time. And Paul tells them, have the attitude of prayer. First time you hit a little speed bump, go to God in prayer. Don't try to fix it yourself. Go to God in prayer. And then do what you can. Did you reasonably think in your heart of hearts, did you reasonably think I could get through a sermon without referring to something in the book of Philippians? Bam! Wrong. I couldn't. Paul said in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, he says, and this is stress. He says, be anxious for nothing. For nothing. Not about money, not about health, not about what's going on in the world around us. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, how with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Even Jesus let his request be known. But he finished his request with, but your will be done. Goes on to say, when you do that, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There's a remedy for stress right there. That peace of God will guard our hearts and minds. Ephesians 5:20, Paul said, giving thanks always for all things, good and bad. Hasn't some good come out of bad things in our lives? You know, we're smack dab in the middle of something that we would think of as horrible. But as we get through it, good has come out of it. Even if it was that we're stronger, even if it was that now, 5 years later, we can help somebody that went through the same thing we did. Even if that's the case, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another remedy for stress is to be thankful. Dick kind of alluded to it this morning. There is no shortage of things to complain about if that's what we want to focus on. Man, we could come up when, you know, get a easel up here and a marker, and everybody start shouting out lists of things that are bothering them. We'd go through a lot of paper. But be thankful in spite of the things that are going on. Always, and even the little things. Not just the big things, but for the little things. The verse after Paul said, pray without ceasing, he says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. In Colossians 3:15, he says, and let the peace of God. This kind of reminds me of the Philippian verse about the peace of God will guard our hearts and minds. Paul says, and let the peace of God rule in our hearts, not stress and worry and fear, but let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were, which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. We've got so much to be thankful for. And the last, we'll close up with this. After we do all those other things, if you're ever stressful, help somebody else. Focus on God, focus on Christ, but focus on other people instead of yourself. Get out from in front of the mirror. Realize it's not all about you, and go help somebody else. There's always somebody out there that's either going through what you are, or somebody that's worse off. And not from a greedy standpoint, but when we help others, it does help us. Let's not do it for that as the purpose. That is a side benefit. it does help us. In 2 Thessalonians 3:13, Paul wrote, "But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good." But God, I haven't gotten good done back to me yet. Don't grow weary of doing good. When you've done good, do it again. And again. And don't keep track. Don't keep the little check mark list, which is easy to do. Philippians 2:4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let's look around and see who we can help. And we'll close up with what Paul said to the Galatians in chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. He says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good. But God, I've done so much and nobody's done back for me." I wonder if Jesus ever felt that. There was a little lopsidedness with Jesus there of the things he gave of himself in comparison to what he got back. He got back scorn, rejection, lack of material blessings, crucifixion. That's what he got from others. But yet, he gave everything. He emptied himself. There was nothing left. He fulfilled his purpose. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. The like precious faith that we have. Don't know about you. Seems like stressful things jump up and bite me every day. Again, it may not you. This was a lesson for me. You guys could have stayed home today. You know, I needed to hear this. You could have been eating at a buffet right now, but I needed to hear it. Again, we never like to end our worship and our assembly together without offering the invitation. If we can do anything for you, if you need to put your Lord on in baptism, if there's sin in your life that you need to repent from, if there's a prayer that you need us to pray with and for you, whatever your need. If you've been looking for a home congregation, if you've tried some of the other churches of Christ in town, you're a member of the Church of Christ, maybe you've recently moved here and are looking, we would love to have you. We would love for you to work and worship with us here. Whatever your need, please come forward while Kurt leads us in the invitation song, and we'll address your needs. Let us stand and sing.